Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all listeners at Radio Pulpit. As we are getting to another season, and now we are continuing ngalokho esigcine ngako. Ukuthi manje uma sihamba endleleni kaNkuluNkulu, there are a lot of people abanemibuzo. Some of them abafuna ukuza kuJesu ngenxa yemibuzo abanayo, and esaze sasho ukuthi no, they are not wrong. They kusho ukuthi yilabo bantu are not gullible. Thina esike sashumayela ema-training, esike sashumayela kuma open airs nakwindaba ye-house to house evangelism, we have seen ukuthi laba bantu engathi difficult. Uyu umuntu ozosindiswa laba bantu abathatha yonke into, hey yes, bavuma yonke. These are the people many times engasiyibo abagcina besindisiwe, but labo ubona ukuthi ngathi difficult lo muntu uye kanye ozosindiswa. Yiko lokhu kufanele ubambelele uma ushumayeza umuntu, ungathi give up. Manje banemibuzo, which is right, and it is a sign ukuthi they are not gullible. We have read Acts chapter 17 verse 10 to 11. Sachaza ngendaba yamaberian ukuthi the Berians were the people who search the word after Paul eshumayele, but the Thessalonian bekwabantu abagwinya yonke into. Manje siyaqhubeka ukuthi kunemibuzo eyebuzo abantu, and last time we have laid the foundation ukuthi in order for us to understand scriptures, there are things that we need to understand the foundation. Ngani ngoba iscripture izwi likaNkulunkulu li broad, and izwi likaNkulunkulu liyaphila. It's alive and it's active and it's sharper than the double-edged sword. It divides between the bone and the marrow, and the soul and the spirit. That's how powerful is the word of God. Athi Jeremiah make khuluma ngalo, athi it is the bone, the word of God is like a fire in my bones. Izwi likaNkulunkulu yilele elidiliza indonga. Manje, we are talking about such a thing. Eli hama is gankulunkul, eli ubisi, eli amanzi kwabanganiwe. Manje, ekuseni kwanamhlanje, we are going back ukuthi siqhubeke ukuthi kukhona manje sichazile ifoundation. Manje, kunale question abanye abantu abaye bayibuze, and now sisabhekile izwi likaNkulunkulu. Abanye bayabuza ngendaba yokuthi is it okay ukuthi what is it, is which one is right to baptize people ngegama likaJesu kuphela, and some they said ngegama likaYise nendodana nomoya oyingcwele. Ngathi manje this is a doctrine ebakhona emabandleni, and eyenza ukuthi sikabantwana bakaNkulunkulu Lucibe divided. But now, before I explain, before we go there, we remember izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi manje lapha ku Proverbs chapter 25 lithi ku verse 2 akhona, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out a matter is the glory of the king. There are things uNkulunkulu azifihlile. Yiko lokhu Jesu Kristo ebekhuluma ngokuthi go deeper. Ngani? Ngoba izinto zikaNkulunkulu azikho kwi surface. You need, it's like igolide alikho kwi surface, idiamond ayikho kwi surface. You need to go deeper and make a search until you find the Holy Spirit reveals. Manje, it's not like a novel that you can just read with your head. It needs the Holy Spirit to be the one who explains it. Ngani ngoba liyaphila izwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje I question eye yaba khona ukuthi usibhabhadisa ngegama elilodwa noma ngamagama amathathu. But now uJesu Kristo, we remember ukuthi wasinikeza imandate, an obligation, and wasitshela ukuthi lapha masifunda kuMatthew kuchapter 28 lithi leli lizwi kuverse 19 wakhona, therefore Make every disciple of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Manje uJesu kushilo lokho hayi omunye umuntu. Manje singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu senza lento uJesu asitshela ukuthi siyenze. That is simple. Manje lana sithola incwadi lapha ku Acts chapter 2 ku 38 izilapho sithola khona uPetro emena namaJuda lapho ku Acts chapter 2 verse 38 lapho izwi likaNkulunkulu athi uPetro kubo ku verse 38 wakhona chapter 2 izenzo chapter 2 uverse 38 wakhona lithi leli lizwi wathi kubo uPetro wathi repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Manje abanye baye babamba khona lapho kwathi hayi uthe makubhaphathiswe ngegama likaJesu. Manje let us understand ukuthi ibaptismal never started with Christianity. Ibaptismal yamaJuda for long time. Ngoba nezwi kaNkulunkulu siyalifunda kuZenzo chapter 10. Uma likhuluma ngejeni yabantwana bakaIsrael ukuthi babhabhadiswa under uMoses. Manje uma ulento uPeter ekumenshina that thing. Ebemenshina ukuthi now abantu abazi the law kaMoses. Njengabantu abazi the law of Moses bayazi ukuthi people were baptized under the law of Moses. Now uzama explain ukuthi it's no more about the law of Moses. Now we are baptizing about the name of Jesus. Manje ke again sifunda bangcwele. Ngithanda ukuthi nazi ukuthi abantwana the Jews ekunalento kuthiwa imikhevu. Abayenza every year. It's their rituals. Before bengena kulento yama festivals abawenza lama holiday abo. There's a thing abayenza kuthiwa imikhevu, which is a spiritual bath. Kune indawo njengama swimming pool like, where they go in and believe that they are going to be cleansed there. Even the women uma be lento be kunyanga yabo mabe zo emshadweni, they go through those cleansing imikhevu. It's like ibaptismal, but it is called imikhevu. Manje ke ukhuluma kubantu abayaziyo lento. Ngoba uJesu naye wabhabhadiswa ngithi wabhabhadiswa izwi kaNkulunkulu umuntu lisiyazi ukuthi uJohane uyena owayibhabhadisa abantu ebhabhadisa amaJuda angakholwanga kuJesu but he used to baptize them ngani ngoba yinto yabo. Manje uPetro make ezokhuluma ngalento ebezama ukubabonisa ukuthi instead of indaba kaMoses, here is Jesus Christ. Now we are going to read again Lapayana Agui, Acts chapter 19. And we are going to read from verse 1. Reading from verse 1 until 6. Itileli lizwi. When Apollos was in Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived in Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They answered, no, we have not even heard that there's a Holy Spirit. So Paul asks, then what baptism did you receive? John's baptism, they replied. Paul said, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told them, people, to believe in the one coming after him, that is Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them and they spoke in tongues. Manje ke siyakubona lokhu ukuthi laba babebhabhathiswe ngento kaJohn the Baptist. Bengazi lutho ngendaba kaJesu. They were already baptized. But now, abazalwana laba abaselizilwe izwi, sebebhabhathisiwe ngokukaJohn. manje uJesu uPaul uzama ukubachazela ukuthi no leyo baptism imali ye repentance manje kubhajetiswa ngegama likaJesu lithi uma ebafake lentweni ebabhaphathisa lithi izikaNkulunkulu they started speaking in tongues. Now ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi as we said that the baptismal is never started with Christianity. The baptismal started with the Jews. They did it even emabesuka eGibhitha. Into ababeyenza babhaphathiswa under uMoses. Manje ke ekuseni kwanamhlanje we need to understand ukuthi uJesu Christ already usesitshelile ukuthi kudingeka ukuthi senzeni silalela lento uJesu ayishilo manje le ine explanation eningi ebebene conversation nabantu abangamaJuda ukuthi they were trying to explain izinto kubo ukuthi no izinto manje zishintshile azisafani nakudala ngani ngoba uJesu Kristu ufikile manje ke yiko lokho engithi thina kufanele sihlale kule ngoba kukhona nabantu abathi sibangena ka 1 2 3 but umuntu akafika yi 3 ufa ka 1 mawumfakile ngegama lika with the name of the Father the Son and then yamkhipha ufa ka 1 umuntu ngoba ini ibaptismal is the symbol of dying Mage phume emanzini is the symbol of resurrection. Manje yilokho ke ukuthi ezinye izinto we need to go according to the what Jesus Christ told us. Manje another question ke bangcwele esiyayithola endleleni mina angazi wena watholani. I question bathi where was God when God created the heavens and the earth? Now number 1 ngithanda ukuthi God existed outside the time. Number 2, when we're reading in the book of Genesis, we need to understand that before verse 3 of Genesis took place, there were a number of years in between verse 1 and 3, before kwenzeka lokho kwenzeka ku verse 3. And these things, they were never mentioned, but we always hear I'm a scientist. Ati, this thing, it's billion years. It has billion years. This thing, it has got million years. Ngani ngoba. Unkulunkulu waye kona kwa sekta leni. And manje lento yokuthi from verse 1 to 3. Azange isi ibe kona la irekoto, but it was there. Unkulunkulu waye kona kwa sekta legeni. Yiko lokhu manje even na ku Psalm 90 uverse 2 wakhona lithi leli lizwi before the mountains were brought forth or even have formed the earth and the world even from everlasting to everlasting you God were there. Ku Revelation 13 uverse 8 the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. UJesu Kristu was slain before the foundation of the world. Kukhona nala athi, before Abraham I am. Wayekhona kwasemandulo. Before Abraham I am. Manje uma sibheka futhi, no John chapter 17, verse 5, no verse 24. UJesu Kristu spoke about the glory of God that existed before the creation. The glory of God existed before the creation. He was there before the time. So ezinye izinto bangcwele yiko lokhu lithi kwaNkulunkulu ku Deuteronomy 29:29. Uma silfunda lithi okwambuliweyo okaNkulunkulu kodwa kufihla okwambuliweyo kwethu kodwa kufihlakele okaNkulunkulu. There are things ezingeke noma ngabe siyazazi. Ezingeke zenze ukuthi singene ezulwini ngoba sizazi. Manje ngani ngoba uma uNkulunkulu angazambulanga kithi ngezwi lakhe akudingekanga ukuthi siloku sizscratcha ngako. Into important kuNkulunkulu ukuthi abantu basindiswe baze bafinyelele kulazini iqiniso. Manje yiko kubalulekile kakhulu ngoba singalazi iscripture ngeke ngizwe abantu athi ngazi iBhayibheli from Genesis to Revelation ngithi uyajabula ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu angeke alina muntu ukuthi ayiprofesa ungalazi njengathi sike sa lecturer ema Bible school, but it doesn't mean to say we know everything. Manje kukhona abantu abama doctor ezwi likaNkulunkulu kodwa kusho ukuthi bazi konke ngani ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu liyaphila komunye imali ikhulunywa nje ivesi ngakhulunywa esontweni komunye umoya engcwele ambule kanje komunye umoya engcwele akhulume kanje athi mina yazi makhulunywa lento ngizwe kanje ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu ukhuluma njalo and lapha siyathola ku Deuteronomy 29:29, lithi the sacred things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and our children forever, that we may follow all the words of the law. Manje kulokhu uNkulunkulu akuvezile, it belongs to us. Manje ke njengoba sibona ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayekhona kwamandulo. UIsaiah 14 verse 12 lithi, how are you fallen from heaven? O day star, son of dawn, how are you cut down to the ground, you who laid the nation low? Good Revelation 12, Litty, tells us about the great dragon which was thrown down, an ancient serpent who is still called the devil and Satan. Manje, we see guti, siyazi ukuthi Satan walahlelwa emhlabeni, but the asaz guti nini. Was it before uNkulunkulu a creator or was it kanjani? Bekunini in between then? But we know ukuthi walahlela emhlabeni. Manje izinto lezo ekufanele ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu ziyasitshela ukuthi walahlela kodwa zisitshela ukuthi ngesiphi period uma uNkulunkulu seke creator the heaven and the earth. Manje, therefore all those that are not recorded when they took place, but we know that it took place before God started to create the heavens and the earth. So God was before times. And when the Bible talks about God created the heavens, that is plural, not singular. When you look at that, the Bible say he created the heavens. It is plural, not singular. While God in heaven, as a throne in yake, he created the heavens and the earth. You go look at Psalm 19, verse 1. Ikuluma ukuthi. Lelilizwi ku Psalm 19, verse 1. Likuluma nge glory kaNkulunkulu. Ukuthi glory kaNkulunkulu. Lithi the heavens declare the glory of God. And ku 2 Corinthians 12, verse 2 akhona. UPaul uyabhala lapho. Uthi I was caught into the third heavens. And now the Jews in Hebrew explain that there are seven levels of heaven. Siyakhumbula uJesu Kristu kuJohn 14 verse 2. Wayekhuluma ukuthi in my father's house there are many mansions. Manje izulu nalo ngokwalo linama level alo and akhona ezini likaNkulunkulu. According to what we have learned from the Jews. Uyakhumbula ukuthi uJesu Kristu mayihlangana nomfazi womSamaria lapha kuJohn chapter 4. What is salvation belong to the Jews? What niyagenza lokhu kodwa lento aniyazi kahle. Salvation belongs to the Jews. Ifoundation yethu singamaKristu is from the Jews. They are the people uNkulunkulu abanikeza yonke into. Manje uma sibheka ke le ndaba amaJuda wona athi there are seven levels of heavens. Sikakholwa lokho ngoba uPostoli uPaul washo wathi lapha ku 2 Corinthians 12:10 he was caught up into third heavens. Manje siyabona ukuthi it's not one heaven. And not Jesu Christ who chill in my father's house. There are many mansions. Manje lana ngithanda ukuthi ke ngibale lama levels according to what I've learned from the Jews. Number one, heaven is the Vilon. It's called Vilon. Number two, it's called Rakia. Number three, it's called Shisham. Number four, it's called Zalum. Zaz explainer zonke nama scriptures as. Number five, is called Maun. Number six, is called Rakia. And the other seven, one is called Avavot. Now, Avavot is mentioned I mean, Iviloni, it's mentioned in the book of Isaiah 40, verse 22. That heaven, it's what, as ifunda ku Genesis 1, verse 5. And manje, yile bathi bona, Iviloni is what retired in the morning. That is why ubona, there's a morning, there's an evening. Manje, that is the kind of the level of heaven. Ukuthi kuba khona ukusa, kuba khona nokuhlwa. Manje yiyo le emenshinayo lapha ku Isaiah 40 ku verse 22 and ku Genesis 1 ku verse 5. Lithi there was evening and there was morning. Manje ikuphi leyo nto leyo? Leyo nto yenzeka kuphi? In the heavens, angithi. In the heavenly realm. Siyakhumbula ukuthi nezwi kaNkuluNkulu even lapha kuncwadi yama Ephesians 6 makakhuluma umpostoli uPaul ukuthi asilwi nenyama negazi silwa nemimoya in the heavenly places. Manje kukhona imimoya khona in the heavenly places. That is why no Daniel makekhuleka izwi likaNkuluNkulu liyasitshela ukuthi there was a spirit esabamba umkhuleko wakhe in the heavenly realm. Manje ke uma ke sikhuluma ngalokho ukuthi there are seven levels siwabalile. Now level number 2, Irakia, is the reference to the stars, the sun and the moon and the galaxy. That is heaven. He leo Psalm 19 at the heavens declare the glory of God. Ngani ngoba siyazi ukuthi ama scientists ayakhuluma nangawo ngalama galaxies ayakhuluma ngama planet ukuthi kunale planet le planet. Manje this is heaven. This is what God created. Udale the moon and the stars and the sun sizibonile. Kodwa there are planets thina esingakaze siye kuzo. Ama scientists asitshela ngawo which ama planet la kuthiwa it's a heaven which is Rakia. Agwi level ethile in the heavenly realm le phezulu. Uyabona uma uhamba nange aeroplane. Abantu mawugibele aeroplane uyabona manje sibona amafu ela. But mawuhamba nge aeroplane uthola amafu i aeroplane banga phezulu kwamafu amafambe ngaphansi. Ungakutshela lokhu ukuthi kwenzeka kanjani? We cannot tell, but these are heavens. Ngani ngoba kuphezulu laphayana. Manje we see ukuthi kukhona nenye abayichazayo Ishishakim. And the Ishishakim is ifunda lapha ku Psalm 78, umahubo 78, ku verse 23 wakhona Ishishakim. Now this ifundeka kanje ku Psalm 78 ku verse 23 wakhona. Lithi leli lizwi sesizovala. Lithi leli lizwi ku Psalm 78 ku verse 23. Yet he gave a command to the skies above and opened the doors of the heavens. Leyo ke kuthiwa ishishakim. He la ekuthiwa uNkulunkulu has kept the provision, isupply yabantwana bakhe. He le esithi masifunda laphayana ekwincwadi kaMalaki athi I'll open the heavens and pour the blessing unto you. Kuyila ingcebo yezinto zikaNkulunkulu ihleli khona. Le ethi mawusenze kahle, mawunikela wenza konke, ehlise lezo zibusiso. Manje kunalese sigcina ngenxa yesikhathi izivala. And izivala lena siyayifunda laphayana ku Isaiah 63. Ithroni kaNkuluNkulu la ehleli khona. Ithroni kaNkuluNkulu eyabona uIsaiah embona ehlele thronini. Leyo bayibiza ukuthi isivala. Then there's a place again ebizwa ngoba umawoni. This is a place where the ministering angels ziba khona lapho zihlala khona. And njengoba sezwa khona iverse la athi ngelosi mayifika komunye ithi ngubani o appear before God Agahlali noNkulunkulu but appear before God uma ezothunywa. There is a place ekweyezabo. Then there's another one ekuthiwa iMashoni. We read it in Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. This is where God keeps his treasures again. Now yogcina uAravot. IAravot yile siyifunda kuEcclesiastes chapter 12 noIsaiah 57. Le ekuthiwa makahamba abangcwele bayolinda khona. Yiyo leyo ndawo ekuthiwa iAravot. Bayibiza ngokuthi iAravot yabangcwele abayolinda khona until kufika isikhathi sokuthi babizwe bavuswe kwabafileyo. How nice it is bangcwele ukuthi sinendawo no Jesu Kristu esithembise yona. The Jews, they call it Aravati. La ekuhlala khona bangcwele. Abanye abantu namhlanje bahamba nencwadi bangena imizi. Bephikisa ukuthi uya kanjani ezulwini uzokwehla kanjani. Asiyi kuNkulunkulu ngapha. Sinendawo yethu la sibekelwe kona. Ekuzothi uma kufika isikhathi size siye kujudgment. Thina bangcwele angeke sijajwe. Ngokona kodwa siyojaja ngokuthi wenzani wakwenza lokhu uma uNkulunkulu efuna ukuthi ukwenze. May God richly bless us this morning ukuthi manje the Holy Spirit will reveal this ukuthi the heavens not the heaven uNkulunkulu unethrone yakhe. May God richly bless us this morning in Jesus' name, amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.